Well, good morning. I'm glad everybody's here. Had a great productive morning, the last talk before we break for lunch. I'd like to also include my co-authors, Curtis Owen and Sam Allen at the Ag Science Center in Farmington. Whatever Dr. Sangu said about the stress conditions in Clovis, New Mexico, they're multiplied by factors of 10 when you move west to Farmington in the Four Corners. But we are interested in the ability of canola to produce in the area because of the fact that we sit on, the Science Center, sits on a large Navajo commercial farm that is about 85,000 irrigated acres, 650 to 700 center pivot systems across those 80,000 acres. So there's a tremendous opportunity to look at a substitute in the rotation process, bringing in canola for the winter wheat that they produced. Then they produce in the neighborhood of 10, 15,000 acres of winter wheat a year. Now, this large farm, though, is not like in the Ogallala Aquifer area of Nebraska, Kansas, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, a huge area. It's just an island of an irrigated area sitting on the high desert of northwest New Mexico. I started working with Dr. Stamm back in 2007 to plant that 2008 crop with a national winter canola variety trial. The canola fits into the rotation with winter wheat. Our center is in the Four Corners area, so when you look at that weather map in the morning on CNN and you see a big H, a high pressure system floating over the Four Corners, that's us. There's a diurnal fluctuation of temperature in the period from April to June. We have about 15 degrees C of a fluctuation between day and night temperatures. The site is irrigated. We don't grow anything without irrigation. The only thing that we'll have will be dust. Mean irrigation plus precipitation for the season across these years of 2008 to 2013 was just under 800 millimeters. We had the highest yield in that national winter canola variety trial in 2009 and 2012. The overall mean for those 6 years was third, and the total sites for those 6 years were 77. Now, the other two places that were first and second, they only entered during 1 year of those 6 years. So all in all, we've done pretty well with canola in Farmington. To identify where we are, it's in the northwest corner of New Mexico, sitting in just about the center of the Colorado Plateau. New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona make up that Colorado Plateau. We're at 5,500 feet in elevation, about 1,700 meters in elevation. Our soil conditions is a fine sandy loam in the Doak series. Our cropping seasons are early September. If we go into mid or late September for planting, we won't have a crop. And it lasts until harvest in late July. The fertilizers over this time averaged between 45 and 100 pounds of or kilograms of N per hectare. And our weeding was all by hand. And we generally have, as you know, in that trial, 35, 45 different entries replicated four times. So It's a heck of a lot of weeding to get out there to do. If we look at the irrigation over time, what was Dr. Ungadi saying? He has 16 inches average of the year. We average about 7 or 8 inches for the whole year. So far this year, I think we've had 5 or 6 inches. So we're in a critical deficit drought situation. Precipitation plus irrigation during the season averaged over those 6 years at about 31 inches. As you can clearly see from this slide, we've been quite productive in the area. It's amazing what you can do with a computer. It all looks very clear when you're sitting there in the Excel table and only looking at a particular portion of it. But then, oh, look at all that. Anyway, to be a little more clear. Right here we have kilograms per hectare from 2008 to 2013, the mean. And I've put it at Farmington by itself, and then broken down the national performance trials in the northern region, the southeast region, the Midwest region, the Great Plains. We have the mean for the whole national performance trial, and then also the mean for the United States, taken out of the USDA figures on their website. And at the top row, I have the particular price per kilogram taken also from the USDA website in December. So you can see that, it's fluctuated a bit from close to $0.4 per kilo to up to nearly $0.6 per kilo during different years. So there's a fluctuation in the price, as everybody knows, and there's also a fluctuation that we get in our yield. But Farmington has done tremendously well. In 2008, we had 4,000 kilograms per hectare versus the national average of 1,600 kilograms per hectare. In 2009, we had the highest mean production for the whole performance trial, as we did also in 2012. Our mean for those 6 years was nearly 4,000 kilograms per hectare, and the average for the full national performance trial was just over 2,000 kilograms per hectare, and for the whole United States it was just shy of 1,800 kilograms per hectare. So I felt we're doing pretty good. But it's a new crop in the area. We don't have really a place to send the seed for crushing. That's a big problem. I think the nearest commercial crusher is in Oklahoma. So there is a problem with fuel costs to get to Oklahoma. There is a new crusher for a fellow that's trying to look at biofuels in the Dove Creek Cortez area, if you know that part of southwest Colorado. And that's only about 100 miles away. So that could be a possibility. But still, there would be a need to look at something on a large scale. So looking at the productivity as a function of dollars per hectare, you can see over those 6 years from 2008 to 2013, on average, Farmington had quite a significantly higher productivity as far as dollars is concerned compared to the northern region, the southeast region, the Midwest region, the Great Plains, and of course for the whole performance trial and the United States. 2012 really kicks out because of both our high productivity and the high seed costs, seed prices that year. If If we look at the dollars per hectare for the check entries that we had, and these check entries were in the trial all of those 6 years, we once again see that 2012 really kicks out. But there's quite a range of your price per kilogram depending upon which particular check entry you're having. And these are the long-term checks that Dr. Stamm has been using in the trial. How about returns per hectare, dollars per hectare, for the maximum entries? Well, the checks are doing pretty well. The blues, the highlighted numbers, are when the checks were actually the highest in the trial. So, for example, saffron was the highest in the trial in 2008, and the flash was the highest in the trial in 2009. So they're doing very well. And over a six-year average, we had, as I said, $2,200 per hectare for these particular check entries. Now, up on the top of the graph, we have our mean oil content. It wasn't particularly high, about 39%. Over the course of the 6 years. But the combination of the oil productivity and the mean yield give us a relatively nice productivity of the total oil yield in liters per hectare as we compare to the other regions in the country. And none of this work could be really done without the field help that we have. My co-author, Curtis Owen, has been at the station for 30-odd years, and unfortunately, it's time for him to look at fishing on a more long-term basis instead of once in a while during the year. So I think Curtis will be leaving us, and of course that has tremendous impact on our ability to do some of this research that we need replacements. And anyway, Curtis is great. I want to dedicate this presentation to him, and with that, I'll answer any questions. The farm, the research station?
The tribal farm.
Oh, the tribal farm, yes it is. So they have a huge control panel in the headquarters for all of those center pivots. They're all radio linked to the control panel. They can turn them on, turn them off there at headquarters. But they still have to have somebody running around, the irrigation technicians to see when the outside tower creeps around. It looks like the frost-damaged tower that Dr. Angadi had. And there are all sorts of problems, so you can't just sit on your butt in the control panel.
Are there other small farms in the area?
Farmington has three rivers coming into it. The main river is the San Juan River, which has a dam that was put in the back in the end of the 1950s for treaty agreements with the Navajo Nation, which was the reason that they created this large commercial farm. That's the water source. That's the main river coming down, and the San Juan River continues down to Colorado at Lake Powell. And then feeding into the San Juan, two tributaries, the Animas and the La Plata. And all three of these rivers have small-scale farmers along the river in the valleys that have their water right agreements back from the 1800s and this sort of thing. So those are small-scale farmers. You get away from the river 5 miles, and it's back into high desert.
Thank you very much.
Good.